Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Attention! You filthy earth stink beasts! Prepare to meet your moosey fate as you embark on the Tokyo Black Hour Death Podcast. I am Zim, ready to rain down doom.
Guess what, bitch? Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Shit is real! Shit is getting real!
Why you flash it in your car and pick some bitches up?
For real, man.
I like your speakers. I know it, bitch. Get in.
I like your speakers, and I have coronavirus. Let's
stay
talk.
Out. Stay out.
Wear a mask, ho.
Yeah, no. We apologize. What the hell just happened? That nigga done spaced out.
Moosey fate, he says in the opening.
Hey, look, that was a good cut, too.
I never knew that.
We can't hear you, Jamal. Because I ain't saying nothing. I'm just looking at you, motherfucker, like, y'all niggas show here gabbing a lot.
Side jabber.
Yeah. Oh, that goddamn side, that side goobly goo.
Fuck, we waiting on you to bust in. Fuck man.
It. Fuck it, man. Fuck it. I say we trade 2-3 stories a show for just side Google, whatever.
Did you already start the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We started the show. Nigga, I'm a 2 minutes ago.
Oh my God, I just came back and I was like, what the hell is going on? I'm coughing and shit.
I'm a goofer.
Did you start the show without the host?
No, I thought he was there.
Is that what just happened?
They can do that again and keep this as like an extra cut. The fuck?
All right. I say leave it, boy.
I'm a goofily goofer. Go ahead,
he didn't know the show was on.
I was like, what the fuck? These niggas talking like we already started.
Not the one. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, I didn't know you was gone. I was like, everybody ready? 3, 2, 1. Nobody chirped up. I was just like, all right, let's roll. All right, here we go. Here we go.
We're about to have the half of Tokyo Black Hour.
All right. Tighten up. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Don't.
Oh, God.
All right.
You did that on purpose.
I didn't. I totally did.
All right, moving on to a woman who stole goods for 19 years and sold them on eBay. She has been sentenced to prison and ordered to pay $3.8 million. Bruh, you have been stealing for how long does it take the police to get a record of 19 years worth of theft? And she made millions of dollars.
Bruh, why she still working, man? Why she still working, man? Like, yeah, bitch, yeah.
After year 18, I would have been nervous, like, bro, I'm tired of getting these folk, man. I know somebody I got know I'm stealing from these motherfuckers. Just quit.
Dude, I don't know how long I could have hung in there for that. 19
Maybe
years?
Maybe about 5, bro.
Dude, I don't know. If she made $1 million, I don't even know if I could have hung around for $1 million at about 500,000. I'd have moved to a whole other state, got a new fucking... Bro. New identity. I'd have flown out of the fucking country. Yeah,
she making $50,000 a year plus 6.8. She doing good. I've been coming up with a chauffeur. How the fuck is she avoiding that? You know that way. If she came in with a Lamborghini, that bitch made $40,000 a year. She can't afford a Lamborghini.
Well, that shit still for 19 years. Bitch, do you know you're going to be in jail forever for them $3.2 million they want you to pay back? Restitution, lifetime.
Debtor's prison.
There you go. Bitch, she ain't going to be doing no crocheting. She ain't going to be doing no crocheting, no goddamn piano lessons.
They're not going to be
you wiping windows and picking up trash.
They're not going to let you have those needles, you think? No.
She going to the black prison. She ain't going to Camp Cupcake.
I'm just crocheting.
No saxophone lessons.
No, you gonna have to learn to make you a shiv. You go.
Yeah, look at what I crocheted, Taser. You know,
you gotta learn how to make whippers and shit.
So I'm going to do this real quick. So Jessica Alba was on 90210 a long time ago. What bro, she was on like 2-3 episodes. They told her she couldn't look at the cast in their eye. I bet you the motherfuckers, they eating their own salad now.
Wait. They wouldn't look her in the eye? She wouldn't look.
No, Jessica Alba, in her contract and all the people who was on the show, they couldn't look at the people on 90210 directly in the eyes. They had to look away when they were talking to him. I'm like, nigga, what?
Right, man. I would have been like, get the fuck out of here. Oh, she winning.
Now her company worth $1 billion. Shenandoah, they ain't going to be here too long. And the rest of them eating grass and shit. You like, huh?
Yeah, Luke Perry rolled over a few times.
Ian, Luke. Ian Ziering's doing all right. He's been in 26 Sharknados. Right.
Yeah. Jason Priestley's doing fine.
Oh, yeah. Bruh. Everybody else is struggling.
10 times over.
Tori's doing okay.
Is she? After that white woman
took all her money, I don't think so.
Bag.
Anyway.
Right. Fuck that, though. You can't tell Jessica Alba.
I was just going purely by looks, but yes.
Bruh, I understand. Now I know why I want no real black people on there. I can't look you in the eye. I slap the shit out of you. No, he got to go.
Yeah, word. Word, there
that
went
me right there. Nigga, fuck. Oh, my bad. I ain't mean to say that, man. You got me out here cussing and calling y'all the N-word. I'm going to slap somebody in a second, though.
You got a director like this. Yeah, keep him around. Nigga, he going to be my security. Get these crackers in line.
There you go. Pay me well.
All right, so moving on to Ain't He Good, Don't Want It Will. It's the only great story we have today. A lonely utter. At a sanctuary, find love online through a dating site built just for him. What the fuck am I doing for my livelihood if a man got paid to make a damn dating site for a seal that cannot read, that doesn't even understand or comprehend the internet?
Yeah, well, I mean, when it says, you know, made a website, it wasn't exactly like, I don't think, a full website. You know, I'm sure, I think it was on like a zoo news page or something, because he was at some kind of zoo in England, and then some kind of otter sanctuary saw that he was looking for a mate, and their female otter's partner had just died. That was like old, so it was like getting two old married, you know, two couples together.
But that is a lot of work. You know how most people work. Grab that goddamn mother and throw him in that cage. We ain't gonna make him no internet sensation. He taking pictures and shit. He like, I'm hungry. Smile for me.
I'm just confused. What the fuck are we doing with our lives? Somebody paid these niggas to do a Zoom meet. Nigga, I could do that, nigga. Like, what? Utter for love, nigga. Hell yeah. Hit me up right now. I mix all your animals in the right goddamn place. Tigers for tigers, nigga.
Utterly ridiculous. You don't fuck up your money. Moving on. Bro, we are in the wrong business. America is the most jankiest country ever. Because it's got to be easy to steal from America, bro. So they had a secret document, which is another utterly crazy. They had a secret document that North Korea was laundering money through U.S. banks. It's like, bro, I can't take $10,000 off the bank without you asking me something crazy. How does a goddamn North Korean country steal $12 billion or whatever fuck they put, whatever they funnel through the system?
Well, I don't know if they stole it so much as like they washed it.
It doesn't matter, bruh. This is when the bank see motherfucker with big pockets, you can do whatever you want.
Them nigga don't care where you get it from. We don't even care, Mr. Johnson. We're going to put this bank, we're going to store it right away. This is going to be a good investment.
Yeah. You're right, though. They can, yeah. Well, I mean, hell, I don't know. They can fucking catch your fucking credit card when it's getting stolen. Yeah.
Yeah, but North Korea just got their hands and everything. Y'all wonder how he eat money laundering.
If he clean it out over here and bringing it back over there, he done triple this fucking money. Damn, that nigga a genius. The hustle game strong. I ain't even think about that to now. Think about it, B-Rock.
What's
if that? He washed it out over there, washed it out over here, it's U.S. currency. Bring it back home, baby.
Yeah, that's true. And then keep it all for yourself. God damn, so we are, have heart attacks.
He's gonna keep it all for himself.
Oh hell yeah, nigga! I bet not see nobody with a Western puppy either.
we breed these chihuahuas to eat. I seen you playing with it.
They did that one time in the. Crap! Where was it? They gave everybody a rabbit, like. To kind of like make rabbits so they could eat, but people were keeping the rabbits as pets, and they had to be like, "Hey, we ain't give you them rabbits as pets. Yeah, there's 5 kilograms of meat on that bitch. Y'all need to start eating it." Yeah,
nigga, you finna force me to eat this live animal, nigga? We gave it a name, nigga. I'm not killing it. Like, you know how white people live. Oh, can I name? Hey, Sarah. Next thing you know. Savages, bro. That shit doesn't make... Nigga, don't give me a rabbit to eat. How about, nigga, I pay you to cut the rabbit up so I ain't gotta see this shit. fuck? Why, like, nigga, you think about it. Why are we... Nigga, I just filleted a rib that was so tender off the back of a rib. I said, it's disgusting. As I'm still putting barbecue sauce on it and eating and cutting it off his flesh. It is utterly disgusting.
But that shit delicious, nigga. It looks so
delicious, though. It just blows my mind, bro.
I'm gonna say you wanna watch nobody cut no meat, cut no deer. I said no, nigga.
I like my meat with a meat tray and some plastic over it, nigga. Done. So I can fuck with it now. I don't want to do all that other shit.
Real talk.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to see that fucked up part. I already see how the meat look now. I'm already cool with that. Don't show me you gut no eyeball. No, I don't want to see no head, no tongue, none of that shit, nigga. Meat pack plastic. It's a 2-step process. Meat pack plastic.
Anybody who works in a meat factory need to be checked to be if it's a serial killer. You get used to that shit soon.
Worse.
Hell no.
Just put you don't it out think there, so, nigga.
No, man. Like the amount of meat pack and serial killers is.
They'll get caught because shit, they just turn it into steaks.
Yeah.
You seen Tales from the Crypt?
It's small. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. God bless you, meat packers. Keep on doing what you do. I love steak.
Moving on to the German couple who asked strangers to pay for their $9,000 euro trip. I hate white people. I hate German white people. Who are hippies? This shit is amazing, bro.
Except all of our listeners in Germany. Y'all are the good ones. Yeah.
They were German white hipsters.
Hippies got tattoos and shit everywhere. So they asked their fans, could they pay for them a trip to go to Africa? They were going to ride bikes to Africa. They wanted to pay for gear, food, lodgings, and dinner and all the other shit, recommendations and everything else. Bruh, and guess what? Their mama had paid for the other. Oh, our mom is working 2 jobs to pay for me and her to go to other trip. All
right,
reason? Social media influencers.
But before,
the reason why they wanted people to pay for them, Jamar?
People have paid for other trips for them, and they wanted to really go to Africa.
I know, but what was their reason why they couldn't pay for it themselves?
They wanted to experience the world. They could because they had no jobs.
Yeah. Except for they were social media influencers, I guess.
Yeah, and they said their mom
it'd be
just
too
paid
hard
for
them to work.
Their it's mom like, worked 2 jobs to pay for their trips now. They actually said that.
This is exhausting.
What you about to say, Brandon? Your lips got so damn wet.
No, I was going to say, let's be careful what we say here because, I mean... That's why you get in the game, baby, is to leech off your fucking audience. Yeah.
I mean, but you don't want to leech off your mama. She the one.
About the German people.
Yeah.
I love German people. Just cut that shit out, period. How about that?
Yeah, but the reason that they wanted people to, they words were working is not an option for them.
I mean,
why?
I
embrace their pioneer spirit. I wish working wasn't an option for me. Yeah.
And people started to roast their ass, so they had to cut that. They got off social media for a while. Yeah, you asked a motherfucker for like $20,000-$34,000 to pay for you to go ride a goddamn bike to Africa. Nigga, I want to go to Africa.
Donate to the Patreon.
I can't
even
go to the African store because they don't respect me.
Generally, you got to have 50,000 followers to be an influencer. So
34,000.
Oh, Lord. That's going to be a problem. I don't know how they did things in Germany, but.
Hey, they did get 900 of American dollars donated to them for their trip. Please, people. Please. Bruh, you know how long it takes to ride a bike to fucking Africa? White people do some dumb shit. Motherfucker be breaking records that don't even need to be handled. Like, I'm going to go bike ride from Germany to Africa. Stay your ass at home, broken.
Don't forget to donate to the Patreon.
We should set one of those up. That way y'all playing.
We should. We'll see if everybody I plan to respect this. I hate entitled young hippies. How about that? They get on my nerve. I don't need to work. You work for me. How about I split your head open like an apple?
I can't work because working so hard. It's stressful.
If they mama weren't working, they wouldn't even be eating. Their mama worked two jobs to pay for their last trip. Who says that?
They mama's an enabler. So that's her fault.
If I was their mom, like, y'all don't get y'all broke ass out of here. Wash your dish, get a job, get the fuck out.
When your two lazy ass kid come back for some money to go overseas.
If you don't get that bullshit out of my face, bitch.
Conversely, she could also say,
I do not have the money. Okay? Did you hear me?
Did you hear me?
One more thing. I mentioned this. Hey, look. Well, you niggas not shocked that Bill Gates stepped down from fucking Microsoft?
Yeah. Today of all days.
Today? I told Christian, I said, you remember all them billionaire motherfuckers and they would, you know how they would build no rocket ship to go out of space for convenience or a trip? I told Christian, bro, what if all the rich people leave at one time? It is what it is, bro. Then they gonna realize, oh shit, Earth didn't blow up. People. Yeah, nigga, you thought space was like the movies, huh? That shit pitiful. You don't get no full shower, and you gotta just wash up with bubble. Fuck around there. Hey, look, they forget. Yeah, I know all y'all famous people need unfamous people to make you famous, right? So you got a bunch of famous people over there. What y'all niggas doing? Somebody kids got to be the low end nigga soon. Yeah. Am I right? Somebody kid got to be the fan. You got no talent, Justin. They gonna go through 12 generations before they get enough people up there to be like, well, who are you, bro? My dad was just Timberlake. Nigga, who is that nigga? Nobody. Nigga, you a fan of a fan. You got a point. But you know, they just, if you leave Earth now, because of coronavirus, and you just going out of space, nigga, you ain't going nowhere. Your lifespan gonna be dead in about 20 years if you got enough food.
I don't know.
What's your lifespan in the Elon Musk rocket? 2 weeks?
I don't know. We got on autopilot.
Hey, Brandon. <Yeah. laughs> You in your spaceship and you look in the mirror.
Oh, what?
I hear you're looking for Candyman, bitch.
I'm
wishing any of these white men here. Get the molasses out your ass and keep your goddamn eyeballs off me.
That shit, that would have been hilarious, too. When you and I was going to have something, though. You're in outer space and you looking in the mirror and you like, I want to shoot myself.
Stop that sass, nigga. Stop that sass.